shine, and its splendor fills up the sky. It's the same that appeared as a wise man revered when hope was born this night. Out upon the snowy fields, there's a silent peace that heals, and it echoes the grace of our Savior's embrace when hope was born this night. Glory to God in the highest, peace on earth, goodwill to all men. Let's call out the world, sing the chorus of joy, because hope was born this night. I can hear the Christmas bells ringing as softly a church choir sings. It's a song used to praise the ancient days when hope was born this night. There are angels in this place, and my heart resounds with the praise. Like a shepherd so scared, I'll rejoice and declare that hope was born this night. Glory to God in the highest, peace on earth, goodwill to all men. Let all of the world sing the chorus of joy, because hope was born this night.
Type of introduction. Am I on? I'm on. Good evening and welcome to Village Baptist Church, where we reserve the right to accept everybody. There's certainly room. We certainly want to thank our guests for accepting the invitation to worship the Lord with us. But before we proceed in worship, I've been given the task, a bit of housekeeping, to review a couple of announcements for you, and then we'll move right swiftly into the invocation. For those who are not aware, we have nursery care for infants and small children, and our nursery workers are ready to receive them, to play with them while we worship. I think it's a sweet deal. And that's to your right. There are envelopes in the pew pockets for both the Christmas offering for global missions and the regular offering for the church budget. When we light the candles during Silent Night, we ask that you dip only the unlighted candle to avoid wax drips. I think you know why. Ouch on skin. If you are a guest, we invite you to worship with us at either our 8:20 or 11 a.m. services. We'll also have a watch night service on New Year's Eve at 11 p.m. Finally, if you purchased any of these poinsettias, please take them home. If you forgot which one you purchased, there's a list out on the bulletin board right across from the coat room. Now let us pray. God, you exceed our expectations. There is no match for you. And yet you are the one that we have been waiting for. We pray that you would come into this worship service in a new way, that you would prepare the way in our hearts to receive the bounty of your love, its grace and truth, that you would unwrap yourself, reveal yourself to us. Remind us tonight that you are Emmanuel, God with us. Amen.
Baby boy would grow to be a man one day. Isaiah 9, 2 and 6. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who lived in a land of deep darkness, on them light has shined. For a child has been born for us, a son given to us. Authority rests upon his shoulders, and he is named Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace.
Everyone. In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a town in Galilee called Nazareth to a virgin engaged to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary, and he came to her and said, "Greetings, favored one, the Lord is with you." But she was much perplexed by his words and pondered what sort of greeting this might be. The angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And now you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you will name him Jesus. He will be great, and he will be called the Son of the Most High, and the Lord God will give him the throne of his ancestor David. He will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I'm a virgin?" The angel said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be holy. He will be called Son of God. And now your relative Elizabeth, in her old age, has also conceived a son. And this is the sixth month for her who was said to be barren. For nothing will be impossible with God. Then Mary said, Here am I, the servant of the Lord. Let it be with me according to your word. Then the angel departed from her.
Matthew 1:18-25. Now the birth of Jesus the Messiah took place in this way. When his mother Mary had been engaged to Joseph, but before they lived together, she was found to be with child from the Holy Spirit. Her husband Joseph, being a righteous man and unwilling to expose her to public disgrace, planned to dismiss her quietly. But just when he had resolved to do this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, for the child conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you are to name him Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. All this took place to fulfill what had been spoken by the Lord through the prophet. Look, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall name him Emmanuel, which means God is with us. When Joseph awoke from sleep, he did as the angel of the Lord commanded him. He took her as his wife, but had no marital relations with her until she had borne a son, and he named him Jesus.
Still a mystery to me, how the hands of God could be so small, how tiny fingers reaching in the night were the very hands that measured the sky. Jesus the Christ, born in Bethlehem. A baby born to save the souls of men. Hallelujah.
Luke 2, 1 through 7. In those days, a decree went out from Emperor Augustus that was all the world should be registered. This was the first registration and was taken while Aquarius was governor of Syria. All went to their own towns to be registered. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to the city of David, called Bethlehem, because he was a descendant from the house and family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged and who was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for her to deliver her child. She gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in bands of cloth and laid him in the manger, because there was no place for them in the end.
A reading from Luke 2, 8 through 14. In that region, there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flocks by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them. And they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those he favors."
I'm reading from Luke 2, 15 through 20. When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child laying in the manger. When they saw this, they made known what had been told them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, as it had been told them.
old and weary, with a babe inside, and I wonder what I've done. Holy Father, you have come and chosen me now to carry your son. By the load I bear, in a world as cold as stone, must I walk this path alone? Be with me now, be
could it be this baby in my arms? sleeping now so peacefully. The Son of God, the angel said, how could it be? Lord, I know He's not my own, not of my flesh, not of my bone. Still, Father, let this baby be the son of my love. Father, tell me how I fit into this plan of yours. How can a man be father to the Son of God? Lord, for all my life I've been a simple carpenter. How can I raise a king? How can I raise a king? He looks so small, his hands and face so fair. And when he cries, the sun just seems to disappear. But when he smiles, it shines again. Father, show me where I fit into this plan of yours. How can a man be father to the Son of God? Lord, for all my life I've been a simple carpenter. How can I raise a king? How can I raise a king? He looks so small. This baby in our arms, sleeping there so peacefully. The Son of God, the angel said, how could it be?
Thank you. time for the children's stories, so they can come right up. Now, I know that all of you know about the Easter Bunny. But do you know about the Christmas Bunny? No? Well, I'm going to tell you about him tonight. It was a long time ago in Bethlehem, and a bunny lived in a stable with his friend the cow, and his friend the donkey, and his friends the sheep. They played together. They ate hay together. They talked to each other in sounds that only animals could understand. One night, when they were just about to go to sleep, the bunny and his friends, the door opened to the stable, and the bunny saw a man and a woman walk inside. The bunny was afraid that the woman was hurt because she cried as she walked, and the man had to help her through the door. Then the bunny saw that the woman had a big belly, and he knew she was going to have a baby. Well, the bunny watched as the man helped the woman lie down on the ground. And the bunny was very quiet while the man rolled up his cloak and made a pillow for the woman's head. And then the bunny was very still as the man held the woman's hand and he heard her cry. The bunny was sorry that the woman was in such pain, but he knew something wonderful was going to happen. You see, bunnies know about babies. All animals do. After a time, the woman began to breathe deep breaths, and her cries became louder and louder. The bunny didn't want to hear the woman cry. He tried to cover his ears with his feet, but his ears were too big. And then there was one loud cry, and the baby was born. The bunny was amazed. He had never seen a human baby born in the stable. Cow babies, yes. Donkey babies, yes. Sheep babies, yes. Bunny babies, of course. The bunny watched, and his eyes got bigger and bigger as he saw the woman take the baby and wrap him in bands of cloth and lay him in a manger. The bunny almost laughed. A manger? That's no place for a baby. A manger is where the bunny and the cow and the sheep and the donkey eat. They eat this. What a funny place to put a baby in a manger. Then things got quiet. When the door to the stable opened again, and some more humans came inside. This time it was shepherds. And the bunny listened as the shepherds said, "An angel has appeared and told us good news of great joy for all the people. The angel said to you is born this night in Bethlehem, a Savior who is the Messiah, the Lord." The bunny could hardly believe what he was hearing. And then the shepherd said there was a choir of angels began to praise God. The bunny said, this baby in a manger, God sent this child to bring peace on earth. Then the shepherds left and went back to the fields. Mary was silent, treasuring these things in her heart. Joseph watched as the baby lay in the manger. And the bunny just smiled and went to sleep. Well, you knew about the Easter Bunny. And now you know about the Christmas bunny, the bunny that was there that night when Jesus was born. And I have a surprise for you. That bunny is here tonight. And Pastor Starr is going to show him to us. Now, he doesn't talk. He doesn't speak English. He only talks bunny. And only other bunnies know what he's saying. But we know what he knew, that God sent Jesus to be our Savior, to be our Messiah, to be our Lord, and God sent Jesus to bring peace on earth. I have something I want to give you. I have a picture of the bunny and the cow and the donkey and the sheep and the baby Jesus in the manger. So would you pass those out and let everybody have one?
I think the bunny wants one.
I'm going to ask you to take this home and to color the picture and to read the story. And if you can't read for yourself, somebody will read it for you, to help you remember what this night is all about. This night we celebrate the birth of this baby. And as we celebrate, we remember that this is good news of great joy for all people. And it's good news of great joy for even bunnies too. Let's pray together. Father, we thank you that Jesus came to be our Savior. And we thank you for that good news of great joy, that you sent your Son to bring peace on earth. May we celebrate his coming. May we live every day knowing that he is with us. In Jesus' name, amen. You may go back to your seats.
Thank you. It's King of love and light. Let every voice proclaim his name. The great chorus will. From paradise to earth he came, that we with him might dwell.
I am reading John 1, 1 through 5, 10 through 14, and 16 through 18. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him, and without him not one thing came into being. What has come into being in him was life, and the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. He was in the world, and the world came into being through him. Yet the world did not know him. He came to what was his own, and his own people did not accept him. But to all who received him, who believed in his name, he gave power to become children of God, who were born not of blood, or of the will of the flesh, or of the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and lived among us. And we have seen his glory, the glory as of a Father's only Son, full of grace and truth. From his fullness we have all received grace upon grace. The law indeed was given through Moses. Grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. No one has ever seen God. It is only God, the only Son, who is close to the Father's heart, who has made him known.